This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You heard the big voice, man. Texans training camp, day one of 2025 in the books. A lot of fun things happened, including hearing from the head coach of your Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans. Let's do that right now.
Cam, good to have everybody out. Really excited for the start of molding our team to see what our 2025 Houston Texans will look like. Just really good work today. Shorter day, so not much action, but really impressed me today was just our signal callers, the operation from our quarterback, our middle linebacker, our personal protector on the punt team. Was just really impressed for the first day. A lot of times you come out and there are reloads you have to do things over, but today is a really clean operation, and that's a really great start to how we've been. So I'm pleased with where we started today and looking forward to continuing to stack days, continuing to build upon each and every guy that we have here.
What do you think your third year with CJ Stroud? You've seen from him on the field and off the field,
from CJ, I've seen continued growth. He's now learning a new scheme, learning a new offense, and he's putting in the work. He's being diligent about working to be on it when it comes to the communication, putting a lot more things on his plate. You know, he's done a great job with that, and we'll see him continue to progress with that. So really excited for him, right, to really learn something new and really just continue to lead our team.
With him having more on his plate, do you think that gives him even more ownership over the offense as a leader?
For sure. From that quarterback perspective, you want that ownership. You want it to be on your plate, so to speak. And CJ, he's looking forward to it. He's open to it. He wanted it, and we're here. And so I think he's done a really fantastic job so far, and Kaylee's done a really great job of working with him. They're getting on the same page, making sure the terminology, everything makes sense so we can get in and out of the huddle fast, we can play fast, we can operate clean, and we've been doing that.
Can you speak on some of the other pieces on offense that you've added around him that will possibly help him this season?
You know, and every year you're looking to add more and more to your team. I'm excited about the receivers that we've added, the young guys, Noel Higgins, also with Kurt Watson. It's all the guys we've added, you know, at those spots. I think it will definitely enhance our offense, give us more options for where the football can go, and that'll help our quarterback a lot.
You know, with the Jimmy Ward situation with the rest, I'm saying y'all working with the NFL. How are y'all pushing that as a team?
With Jimmy, it's unfortunate anytime something like that comes out in the news and that happens to one of your players. Jimmy's a guy that I've known the longest since I first started in the NFL. I've worked with Jimmy and know the type of guy that he is, and we'll just let the legal situation play itself out there.
Could you say a few words about Brian
Braman? Yeah, very surprising and unfortunate loss of my former teammate, Brian Braman. I was actually teammate with Braman in two places, here in Houston and also in Philly. Had the opportunity to work alongside Braman. It's tough. You know, it's like last year, I remember being here speaking about, you know, Jacoby, and now again with Braman. It's unfortunate to lose guys at such a young age. And just my thoughts are with this, and he leaves behind two kids. So thoughts are just with those kids and the family, because it's tough. 38 years old, and that's a tough one to swallow. And especially a guy who's been in the locker room with me, you know, a guy who's full of energy, guy who played the game, you know, with a undeniable passion and edge. And he made a name for himself coming out of small school, West Texas A&M, guy who, by other people's means, shouldn't have made it, but he made it because he was a hard worker. He was dedicated to his craft, and he was a special teams ace for us. And I might just continue to pray for that family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be at day one, no pads, the offensive line that you wanted to make over. What small things are you seeing on day one that says that they're doing what you want? And like, is there one guy that's kind of taking that charge?
Yeah, for the O-line, you know, Will, it's always tough. It's hard for me to continue to evaluate O-line. It's hard when you don't have pads on because that's how the game is played up front, O-line, D-line. You got to put the pads on to have a true evaluation of how that'll look. But the small things that stuck out to me and what Cole has done a really good job of, just those small intricate details that you know they'll translate, pads or not, and that's hand placement, your feet being right, like where are your shoulders, where are your eyes, the communication, all of those little things that really allow those guys to bind together as one. I think that's where y'all see the growth in our offensive line, those guys being on the same page, they're being intentional with how they're working an individual. It's very deliberate. And so I see that translates. And that's what I expect from all of our coaches, to be deliberate in how you prepare your guys individual. That's what I've seen throughout the spring with Cole, with Zach, and that will translate. It's shown up here. They've done a great job communicating today, and that'll keep allowing those guys to be the best version of themselves and do a great job of run blocking first and foremost as a unit, and then also protecting CJ.
You talked about the continuity of practice today. How much of it did you pick up from OTAs about
everything
that you see, that you're pleased with,
that's the thing, the transition and the ease of how we went into things day. Today, it was really cool to see because I'm used to first days being just a debacle where the ball is on the ground, snap count is off, defense, busting assignments. But to have a really clean operation, very pleased with that, you know, because the guys have been away for a while. They haven't done football, so to come out and get the football part right, and that's alignment, assignment, being where you're supposed to be, that's half the battle. And I'm very pleased with our coaches, first and foremost, for having their guys ready to go.
So you got a chance to see Nick Cayley's offense, even though it's on paper now, it's, you know, translating over to the field as far as training camp is concerned. What are some of the things about that offense when you take a look at it that excites you?
What excites me most about Kaylee's offense is that it's evolving and it's being tailored toward the Houston Texans and the guys that we have on our roster. So what excites me the most is not just a copy and paste from other places that he's been, and he's been very successful at other places, but he's been very, very thorough with the installation process of where do we want to put our guys, what position, what's the best spot for our guys to be in. So when you look at it through that lens, is going to be about the Houston Texans. And that's what I love most about the offense is him being able to be adaptable and put our guys where they need to be.
What's impressed you about Nick Chubb thus far? And do you think he has a little chip on his shoulder at all going into the season after the injuries?
Yeah, with Nick Chubb, you know, very happy to have him with us. Anytime I think guy gets, you know, another opportunity, another place, you're going to have that chip on your shoulder. And I think it's just Nick has done it in the league for a long time. So I'm happy to have him. It's excited to see him just continue to gel with our guys. We got him late there in OTA. So just be a matter of him continuing to gel with the guys in the locker room and just do what he does and run the football, play football the way he plays football. It's impressive to watch.
I like your offense. The defense has basically been here for the past 3 years schematically. So how much has that helped you guys as you guys start in training camp? You know that the majority of your defense kind of knows and understands what you're looking for.
To me, every year I start over. So the previous 2 years, whatever that looks like, it doesn't matter to me because every year we have to reinvent ourselves. We have to create and mold and grow to see what the 2025 Texans will look like. Just because the defense has been successful in the past, they've done a good job, that doesn't just guarantee success today. You got to go work at it. You got to grind at it. You got to put the work in, and that's what it's about. So we'll see what those guys become.
We'll take a few more.
Can you talk about a little bit about yourself? You were honored in your hometown with the school. What that was like? What that meant to you?
And for me, this summer, being able to have the honor of getting a street named after me, the street I grew up on, I would say that's the biggest honor I could receive. It's one of the coolest honors to be back there on my home street and to see the sign up with my name on it. I'm just thankful to my parents, my mom and dad, for just their hard work and sacrifice. I know what it took for them to even be able to purchase a house way back when, and so I'm thankful for them, the work, what they shown me. My parents taught me all about hard work, and that's what I believe in now as a coach. It doesn't change. My dad worked as an aircraft mechanic. He's a Vietnam vet. My mom worked cleaning in the cleaning business for a while, so it was just tough labor, tough work, and that's what I learned from my mom and dad. So for me, that honor, it says more so it's about them and who they raised and me just, you know, emulating them and what they show me.
How important is the offensive line success and progression for the offense in general?
When it comes to the offensive line success, the offensive success, it'll never change. It's about all 11 guys is working together. And I know there's a ton of questions about the O-line. We'll continue to grow. Our guys will be – they'll be where they need to be. They'll do their job. They'll handle it the right way. But we'll see how everything shapes out. But it starts with just the mindset and the intent. Our coaches have done a great job of putting the work in there. Our players are doing a great job putting the work in. Now it's just a matter of when we snap the ball, right, on game day, whenever that is, just got to go do it. It's not going to be about the talking. It's just going to be about us showing you. And I know I'm going to get a ton of questions about the offensive line and what it looks like. Like, you guys will see what it looks like when we line up across from another team and we get a chance to actually compete in live reps. Me talking to you is probably not going to convince anybody here. You're going to keep asking me questions. I'm not going to convince you. I can't do a good enough job. Right? It hasn't changed, but we'll see what it looks like, man. I'm excited about the group because I know they'll be better.
Coach, when you talk about Coach, this year,
take these
year,
last three.
What have you, throughout the course of your last 2 years, what have you learned about yourself as a coach?
What I learned about myself is, man, for me, and something I always believed in, is it's never rinse and repeat. It's always, you got to redefine yourself. Our game is always evolving. It's always changing. So for me as a coach, is how do I continue to keep up with the trends? How do I put myself in a position to be a better leader? And that comes with delegating more, giving other guys more opportunities to grow. For me, stepping aside and allowing guys to be the leaders, see, grow their leadership style and develop. That's my job as a head coach, is not only to develop players, which I love doing, but is also to develop our coaches and our support staff. And that's what I learned. I'm trying to do a better job of that.
Can you give us an update on Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon, he's on NFI. It'll be whenever that timeline is right for him to be back, you know, he'll be back.
Thank you.
We'll close it out with Aaron and Sarge.
With the situation at Tank Dell, I feel like you're still making progress, and you guys kind of made a determination on whether this season makes some sense maybe later in the year or kind of not really thinking any time.
For Tank, and his process, Tank is doing great. Tank is, he's crushing the rehab. He's doing phenomenal. Really great headspace. It's great to see him just in our meetings, into it. So whenever Tank is ready to be back, we'll be back. I'm not putting a timeline on Tank to define like he has to be back this season or this particular time. I'm concerned about Tank as a young man just getting back healthily, physically, and mentally. When that time is set, he'll be back for us.
Last one.
Coach, last year you got a chance to see how Dino was injured for the injury part of helping Kamari and how Steven was in helping Kate. This year they have Jalen Smith and Jalen Reed. I know that it's still early. What have you seen from them being able to help them?
Yeah, great question, Sarge. They're Steve and Dino, two really bright young coaches. I really enjoy, you know, working with them each and every day. They do a really great job of presenting, leading their groups, and they are dedicated to seeing their guys grow. And they really enjoy working with the young guys, and you see that development from what Steven's done with Kalen, what Stingley's done with Kamari, I mean, what Dino's done with Stingley and Kamari. I mean, you talk about arguably, you know, three of the best young players in the league at their position. So, man, I'm so proud of those coaches and to see them grow, to see the work that they put in. They put in some long hours. So, but those guys work hard, man. Those are really two really great guys I'm really proud of. And so I'm excited to see what they do with the young guys. Jalen Smith is out at corner working with Dino. He's been dialed in. He's been doing a lot of work with Kamari, with Kalen in the offseason. And also Jalen Reed, Steven's done a great job of working with him just on the communication piece. When the ball is snapped, Jalen, he's all over the field making plays, just continuing to dial in on. In our league, you got to communicate. You have to talk more. And that's something all the college guys have to get adjusted to. But he's doing a great job coming out here today. Thought he did a phenomenal job day one of just communicating.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man. Lot to digest there. Obviously, we're going to dig in a lot. But I don't know what you heard loud and clear. But one thing that really jumped out to me was the offense clearly is going to have a different type of feel, at least from D'Amico's perspective, from what Nick Caley has done. He's sort of combining what he's done at both places. I'm very interested to see, you know, what that looks like on the field once they go, you know, in pads, which is going to be in a couple of days. That, and D'Amico knows what the rest of us know. Offensive line, baby. The offensive line is going to be a big topic of discussion, whether he likes it or not, and he knows that.
Yeah, he's fed up with us already.
And he already
day
knows
one,
that.
He's fed up with us.
Yeah, and really just I think you had a legitimately very satisfied D'Amico Ryans in terms of just the way the team looked day one.
Self, like, impressed himself.
Yeah.
Not necessarily him, but the team impressed him by, with how diligent they were, which is funny because – they've been kind of – like, the reason why I think that they were able to do that is this ain't really the start of training camp, even though it is.
Yeah.
They've been operating like this since they were working out in the spring.
Right,
so
right.
That is good to see. Shots also fired.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Shots fired, right? You heard what he said about the system, about what you've got going. Tailored to guys on the roster. That to be expected. Not a copy of the other places he's been. Very thorough on where we want to put
our
guys.
Not copy and paste.
Yeah.
He said not copy and paste.
Yeah, which, look – maybe you could interpret that as, you know, that is he really is trying to praise what Caley is doing.
But that speaks directly to what it was.
The juxtaposition is always going to be there.
Yeah.
And again, for those of us, including us on the show, that we're having a level of concern, like, is D'Amico going to be able to, like, be the guy who can go above his homeboy and make those decisions?
Square peg, round hole is
he
what
was
he was
like,
basically
look, man,
saying.
I done looked at it. I did the evaluation. We brought in this cat, and he's going to be better at putting these guys in position to succeed.
Yeah.
It remains to be seen, but that's what training camp is for, ain't it?
Yeah. No, that one absolutely stood out.
All right. That's the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans. We'll hear more from Texans as we continue on through the broadcast. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get to our lunchtime confessions, as we always do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.